quick, pretend that you know me. I said, pretend you know me. Dance with me, and act like you just said something funny. Really? That's hilarious. You never fail to amaze me. Thank you. You just saved me from a 45-minute long conversation about shoe polish. Yes, well, that man who just passed us, that is Mr. Nibley. My parents have been pushing for me to marry him ever since I could walk. But I'd rather eat shoe polish than speak to him for another 5 minutes. Well, if you were unfortunate enough to spend even a moment with him, you'd see what I mean. And not only is he dreadfully boring, but he's also the most arrogant man I've ever met. But don't worry about him. I'm sure he'll have forgotten all about me and latched onto some other poor girl in a matter of seconds. I feel I should apologize for using you as a means to escape. To be quite honest with you, I'm rather glad he chased me over here. Yes, you make good company. And an exquisite dance partner too, if I might add. So, can you always be found standing by your lonesome in a corner, or did I just get lucky? Well, I would have been doing the exact same thing if I could get away with it. But you see that woman to my left in the pink hat? That is my mother. And before stepping inside, she warned me that if I'm to leave here without the promise of a husband, I'm not to eat for weeks. Don't worry, she was merely joking. At least that's what I keep telling myself. I'm beginning to think there's some truth to it based on how intently she's been watching me the entire evening. I'm sure she's pleased to see me dancing with you. Well, look at you. I dare say you are by far the most handsome in the room. I can already imagine all of the questions she'll be asking me tonight. What's his name? Where does he live? How soon till the wedding? Have you always been such a good dancer? I imagine you've attended all sorts of balls. Really? This can't possibly be only your third time dancing. I would have guessed your 100th. Do you not enjoy dancing? I feel horrible subjecting you to this if that's the case. You're free to go back to the corner if you'd like. Are you sure? Well, thank goodness, because I'd really rather not have to go on the lookout for a different dance partner. Now, if you don't take pleasure in dancing, what brings you here? So you're here against your will too, is that correct? You're not one for frivolous parties and mundane conversation, I take it. I'm sorry to hear that. Is that so? Well, thank you. I'm glad I could make it a little more bearable. I've been to a million of these. It's always pretty much the same thing. You partner up with somebody, you talk, but it's also forced. And you don't quite realize until afterwards that you spent the entire night pretending to be somebody else. I just mean there's so much pressure to appear a certain way at these dances. Do you know what I mean? Yes, yes, so much pressure to be perfect. I hate it. I think it takes all the fun out of dancing. Ouch. Oh, no. heel broke. I think I've hurt my ankle. Would you be so kind as to help me find a place to sit? Thank you. I'm sorry to put such a damper on your evening. You've saved me twice now. I truly appreciate it. It's so nice to be seated. These shoes have been killing me all night. Part of me is glad the heel broke off. Except that now, my ankle is killing me. Has it already begun swelling? Tell me it hasn't already begun swelling. Listen, I hope you know you're under no obligation to sit here and wait with me. Well, you should be out there, dancing, enjoying yourself. No matter how frivolous and mundane it may be. Are you sure you'd rather be here? Do you promise? You're very kind. You're doing a disservice to all of the other young ladies by being here instead of out there. Because any one of them would be lucky to meet someone so kind. Like I said, I've been to lots of these dances. And I've met a lot of people at these dances. And while I've never broken my heel before, I'm fairly certain that had I broken my heel, no one would be sweet enough to sit with me as you are right now. Oh no, shoot. Shoot. No, it's nothing. No, I don't want to burden you with even more of my problems. Well, I just remembered that I walked here, and unless my mother carries me on her back, I don't know how I'm gonna get home. It's just a 30-minute walk, but with an ankle like this, I think it would be more like 2 hours. Plus the time it would take to send for a doctor when I trip and fall flat on my face. No, please, I don't want to trouble you. You've done enough for me already. Well, are you sure? 3 times. 3 times now you've come to my rescue. You are a knight in shining armor. My mother will be so pleased when I tell her we're getting home by carriage. I mean, I'm sorry, pardon my manners, I should have asked. Is it all right if she comes with us? I'd hate for her to walk home alone. Thank you for being so kind. Truly. In case my mother didn't see the broken heel incident, could you do me a favor and go tell her what happened and where I am? Thank you. You'll come right back, won't you? Okay, perfect. I'll see you in a moment then.